this is the first week of summer. So, our moms and dads need some extra prayer as they embark on two long months. It's a treat to have our kids broke the nose in and get extra time together. One of our kiddos, I probably shouldn't call her a kiddo anymore, but this is her last summer. She graduated high school last year. You can clap. That would be great. And so we want to celebrate her. And at the same time, we are in this new season of hearing more from you guys about what Jesus is doing in your life. And so in classic Tessa fashion, she said, I'll go first, I'll lead the way. And so we are very proud of her. And I guess hear what Jesus has been up to in her life, especially in the last year of high school, and how we should be thankful for her. So we'll invite Tessa.
Amazing. And they didn't like that. They were like, oh, but no. It's safe. And I was like, what are you sorry? Anyways, so through that, they started to distance and started to talk again. But I wanted to stay strong on the mission that the Lord gave me, which was to love for my neighbors, because that's what the Lord did for me. So throughout this past year, instead of choosing to follow them the year before, I chose to come with the Lord. So I would go to the library and I would be reading my Bible and learn how to depend on Him instead of depending on the relationship with my friends. He taught me how relationship looks like and how to love others that would usually hurt me without it being costly. He taught me how to love without restraining, or love while still restraining, and to still give them the best I can give them without hurting myself. Let me just look on page here with one hand. Alright, and throughout this entire year, He gave me this one verse that I held so deeply to my heart. And this is Romans 8, 37 to 39. I'm not going to read it because every time I read it, I would mess it up. But if you ever want to look at it, it's my favorite verse. But what it's talking about is loving, how the Lord's love is never wavering. And it never fails, and no matter what you do, He's going to love you. And I really wanted to hold that to all my friendships and preach that to everyone I knew. And that's what I hold strong to this day. Anyways, but yeah, I remember we're way off my book. Anyways, yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Tessa, thank you so much for sharing what's on your heart. That was beautiful. And you went off your notes because it's from the heart, and that's great. Can I ask you a couple questions? Okay. What does this summer look like for you, and then fall?
So, through the year, I have been challenged by the Lord to start preaching. And that scared me a lot, and I didn't know what He was doing. So I've been in a discernment phase of whether or not I'm going to be a pastor. I started a Bible study at my school. That went great until spring break hit, and we all were just like, we just want to make it. So I'm going to Wylam, Australia, with my boyfriend over there in January. So we are saving up right now. I'm working one job. I'm hopefully going to start working two jobs. To save up to go, and then my plan is to come back either here or move to Idaho to then take Packer College to continue my discernment phase and learn how to be a pastor, and then hopefully start working in a church. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we will pray for you as a church. We're going to hear from someone else first, but I just am going to be clear. So we're praying for Tessa for money so that she can go and learn at YWAM, and that discernment together with Parker and Tessa of where they're going after that. Yeah? And I'm going to, can I dox you? She works at Poke Page, and you should go say hi and tip really well. Hey, you can sit. We'll call you back up in a minute. So, following on our theme of graduates, last year Rhianna Crompton was a little bit newer with us, and so we wouldn't want to drag her up here. But a year later, I was able to drag her up here. So, if you haven't met Rhianna, she graduated from Bolinas last year, and then she flew across the country to study science at Acadian University. So, she is a girl after my own heart. And we have a distant obsession with each other. I think that's fair to say. And I'm just glad she's here for the summer. And so she is also brave enough to come and share what her first year in university has looked like and how Jesus has met her there. So we'll invite you up, Rhianna. You guys can clap so close on.
She's
So you're going to hold the mic like this, as close to you as you can. I'm so nervous. All right, my name is Riya Kondin. I just graduated my first year of university. I'm doing chemical engineering, so it's really hard. And I will talk about that a lot, of how hard it is. And yeah, I'll just get started. So my grade 12 year, I was so excited to be gone. I was excited to try something so new, and that's why when I was like, oh, Acadia, Nova Scotia, sure, that sounds great. I would love to go far away. And so the trip there with my dad and my sister was so good. I got my dorm. I somehow didn't get a roommate, I don't know why, but everything went really smoothly, and I made friends. My orientation week at university was so good. It was like I got to meet new people, I got to meet my resident assistants, and I loved my community and my teachers. It was just such a good first week experience. And then we started doing school, a month passed, and things were going a little downhill for me. The school was getting really, really hard, and I started losing hope in myself for school, because I used to be an A student, and I was becoming a B, C, I got my first D. That was so scary. I almost failed classes. I was like, oh, this is really weird, this is so different, I don't like this. And so basically, I had one friend that was a Christian, and we would go to a chapel, and it was going really well. We would go once a week, but then she stopped going, and then that's when I started to stop going as well. And so I was not really relying on God much, because I wasn't seeking Him, and I wasn't seeing Him every week, and it was a really difficult time for me with God. Basically my grades got lower, I didn't have any good church friends, I stopped going to church, and I started just to put everything on myself, and I wasn't relying on God for anything. I basically was just you gotta have the perfect grades, you gotta have the best social life so that you're not alone. And then I soon realized in my second semester that that's not how it works. And that basically, you can't do everything without God. And it's also not about grades. I realized that after all of my grades came out and my GPA came out, that I'm still alive, I'm still great, and I'm also on the island, and I'm so happy to be back. It made me realize how much I miss the island, and I love this church so much, and it makes me feel so home, and it makes me realize I do need to rely on God more. I had my exams the second semester. They were scary, but I prayed to God a lot. That was when I slowly started to realize, oh, exams are really scary. I need God. I can't do it without anyone else. I desperately need God in this troubling time. So I prayed to Him a lot, and He was really there for me. He made sure I was really calm. And that it was really, really good. And so basically, I want God to help me find my true identity, and that's not based on my grades or my social life. I want to find out who God wants me to be, especially in the future if I become a chemical engineer. And so my goal for the next school year is to truly seek His plan out for me, and to go by each hard day slowly, and obviously each day, but especially the hard days, I need to just go by really slowly with Him. And I just have to be really thankful to go on this really unique journey with Him. Gracious and everlasting Father, we give you thanks for these your servants, your children, whom you have faithfully sustained for another year of learning and growth.
We praise you for bringing Tessa to the completion of her high school studies and Rihanna through her first year of uni. In every joy and every trial, you have remained steadfast in your love. We know, O Lord, that this past year has not been without its burdens. In seasons of loneliness, uncertainty, and change, you have been their refuge, even when your presence was difficult to see. We thank you that you are near to the lonely and that you never leave or forsake you, and that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus. As they enter this next season, grant them the wisdom to discern your will, courage to follow where you lead, and hearts that rest securely in your promises. Lead them into friendships marked by kindness, faithfulness, and mutual encouragement. Place around them companions who will strengthen them in faith and make them also a source of welcome and grace to those who feel lonely. Bless the work of their hands and the path before them. Keep them steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in their love. May they continue to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and above all else, the likeness of Christ, using the wonderful gifts you have given them for the good of your church and the service of the world. So go before them, O Lord, to guide them, stand beside them, to uphold them, and dwell within them by your Holy Spirit. That may bid you all this and the glorified of all day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and thank you again for sharing. Bella and I got to take the girls out for coffee last week and help them get ready for today, and I asked them, besides your story and the encouragement, what's one thing that you wish you could tell your church? And they both said, I want to know them. So, I know teenagers are intimidated, but they're not teenagers anymore. They're grown-ups. And so I'm going to encourage you guys, whether it's this week or the weeks after, to take advantage of this summer that we get with Tessa and with Rihanna and get to know them. So one way that Bella's come up with to facilitate that is during coffee, we have little cards for advice for graduates. So if you can remember all the way back to when you graduated from high school, or you were entering young adulthood, you can write out a little piece of advice there for Tessa to take home with her. And then make sure you grab coffee with her and are visiting with her and Rihanna and all of our young people. It's not so old. We will leave it at that. We're going to head to the table.